So, Alan, Jamie Vardy has got his call up for the England national team. Just how proud are you that a player that played for a side you were a part of will be donning the colours for England?
Very, very proud. Obviously, I met Jamie on the first day he came to Stocksbridge, having been, deselected by Sheffield Wednesday. Thank you to a guy called Steve Adams who actually spotted this guy. And obviously, it was pretty easy early on to see how strong he was, how fast he was, and I'm not so aggressive. He could be aggressive, yeah. But he was with us for 7 years, and he played in our 18s for 2 years. He was Jack the Lad, always joking. He certainly was the first guy to every training session and the last to leave the field and the last to leave the ground. A terrific enthusiasm, sometimes could be misplaced, but he went through our 18s, he went into our second team in his third year, and he played in what's called the County Senior League in Sheffield and South Yorkshire, which when you go into the County Senior League, it's a bit different to the 18s because you're playing all the lads from Rotherham, Barnsley and Sheffield, which have been round a bit. And obviously that honed in even further to, surviving when he was a small player. A lot of big, good tackling, hard tackling guys. And he came through that, went into the first team. Didn't see quite eye to eye with the first team manager, but we had a very, very, very strong and experienced side on his when he'd been here 5 years. He came in the first team once or twice and then went out. The new manager came in, Gary Marra, a very experienced guy from the Midlands. And obviously the first thing he saw was Jamie Vardy. And from there on, it was all one-way traffic. And he was just going up, he was scoring goals, he was making goals. But he got terrific pace and terrific strength by this time for a young guy. But his ability to actually not be fazed by people kicking him, all right, he could retaliate, obviously, because he got sent off once or twice. But obviously, he was honed in and really a very, very strong, powerful winger who didn't just wait for the ball, he went and tried and found it. And that's, you'll see, if he's been playing for Leicester, he gets back and he gets forward and he gets into prominent positions and dangerous positions. And he's alert for the complete match. And then time was he had to go, because obviously he wanted a bit more money that we could pay, and he went to Halifax, and the rest is history. Obviously at Stocksbridge, that's quite good for a club, which is a community club, FA community club, with 350 players, and we've got 19 sites, so we've got all sorts of skill levels. But it's good for our club, and I've just seen our newsletter, and he's in front of the newsletter, must have pre-arranged all this. So we're very proud of Jamie, and we did get some money out of it. He's not our first person going to league clubs. We had a guy in 1993 called Lee Mills who went to Wolverhampton, and his first transfer was £500,000 to Derby. Unfortunately, we hadn't got a selling clause. And then we also came through our under-18 Simon Marples, who played for England C team and went to play for Doncaster for several years. So all in all, we've got quite a strong club. We're strong financially in relative terms, in that we're not go bust like one or two non-league clubs can go bust. So yeah, I'm very proud of it, Jamie, and hope he gets on the field.
And of course, when Jamie was there, it wasn't just a simple case that he's got this call up. He went through quite a bit. I know he had a curfew. I know that he was at Sheffield Wednesday and it didn't work out. And there was also Rotherham had a bid rejected. So there were plenty of obstacles he's overcome to get to this.
Yeah, he had a tag on for a while. We took him and we brought him home before he had to get over a 6 o'clock curfew and things like that. Rotherham wanted to buy him and they offered £2,000 and told him to get lost. And even though they're very good friends of ours. And time came, and eventually a lot of scouts came. One scout came 8 times and couldn't convince his boss to sign him. Numerous scouts. He had 2 sessions at Crewe, but Crewe at that time were looking for an experienced right winger. And as I said to the manager at that time, it wasn't Danny Gerardi, another guy, and I said he's not an experienced right winger. And so therefore he came back. But as I say, he went to Halifax and then to Fleetwood and the rest history.
And for your side, it must be so great to see the name and the publicity that the squad's getting, because you're doing a great job at developing this talent.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of non-league clubs like ours, Chardet Sennett Community Clubs. As I say, we've got 350 players. We'll have 19 squads next year. It's very hard. We're in a steel valley, and there isn't much sponsorship around. So we're always having to be very careful with what we do, how we finance the club. But there's one thing certain, we won't go bust.